go over again. The Mishnah on Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Mosron L'Shomer Chinam L'Shoel L'Nosei Socher L'Socher Nichnesu Tachas HaBailam Muad Mishalayim Nezek Shalayim V'Tam Mishalayim Chatzin Nezek. Okay, so Rashi says over there, Nichnesu Tachas HaBailam. What does it mean? It means Mischaivin B'Nezikin K'Bailam. That the Shomrim are Chaivin in Niske Hashur. He's on Chaivin Niske Hashur, just like the Bailam. Okay? That's the basic of all. Now we have a Gemara on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph that elaborates a little, but it gives a specific case, but it's really the same thing. Okay. Tan Rabban. Abo Nichnesu Tachas HaBailam. Ve'eluhin, Shomer Chinam V'Hashoel, Nosei Socher V'Hasocher. Okay. Hargu, if they kill the person, so Tamen is Nehrogin. Because that's a klal, well, it's Machlokas Tanoim. If every shor that kills an Adam is Chayav Nisa. But we paskin that every shor is Chayav. Okay. So we say that so Mu'odin is Hargu. So if they kill the person, Tamin Rogan. So the Behemoth is going to be narrow because of the din stam. We know that every Behemoth that kills a person is killed. Not like the other Mandama that held that Shoshal Hefka is not. You need a Bible. Okay, so that it would seem is not the or the power. Okay, let's go for it. Muadin, if the show was a muad, so it's Nehrogin, of course. And the shaman is a kofar, and they have to pay kofar, right? Because there's only kofar by muad. There's no kofar by tam. So since they have a makam bailam, so the bailam would have to pay kofar. So they take over and they pay kofar. The chayavin lahavzir the meishor lebalov. So first we took up the idea of what the idea of kofar is in general. So for that, where do we go? Right. We went to, hold on. Yeah, right. The Apichoksen. Tan Rabban. Apichoksen, Mishalmim, and Aliyah, and Mishalmim Kofar. Why? Because the Yasmi are not Chayiv in Kofar, and the Apichoksen are not Bailam.
Never went out.
Okay. Tan Tana Kufar Kapara. Who's the word? Who's the one? Mantan Kufar Kapara V'yasmin Lav B'nei Kapara. Nenu Amrav Chizda Rav Shimon B'Noshe Rav Yochanan Ben Broki. Okay, that the Yasmi are not B'nei Kapara because they're. See, if it's a din mamon, so the Yasmi are chayav mamon. Because the Bezdin has the apotropos work for them, work it out for them. But if it's kapara, so the Yasmi are not b'nei kapara. So it must be, this must be going according to the mandama like kufra kapara, right? Kufra kapara, the Yasmi, not b'nei kapara. Amar chista, Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broko. He, the son of Nelson, Pidyon Afsho, the main Nizik, Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Broko, the main Maza. My love, Balk, and Mephlegi, the Rabban and Savri, Kufra Momana. And therefore, it's one is the main Nizik. Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Broko, Sava, Kufra Kapara. So it's the main Maza. Amar of Papa Lo, the cool Yamo Kufra Kapori. No. Vahacha Bahaka Mephilgi. Rabban and Savri bin in Isaac Shemir. Rabbi Shmuel bin Osher, Rabbi Yochanan bin Broka Savar bin in Mazak Shemir. Okay, then the Gemara goes into the Lemudim. Okay. But we want to understand theoretically, what is the concept of Kofa? Okay. Is it a concept of Rotzeach? Because you were careless with Yeshua, so you're a Rotzeach. Correct? But it would seem it's not. Because it's not found in Hilchos Rotzeach Shmir Sanafish. Because it would only be a grump. Vis-a-vis Rotzeach would be a far removed grump. I don't even know if it would be a grandma. Okay. So what kind of halacha is it? It's halacha because he's chayev in the zikim. So the mechanism which relates him to the nizak who died is the mechanism of the zikim. Correct? But instead of damaging property, the object that was damaged was the human being. So therefore, that's why the Rambam brings it in the Zaken, because the nature of the Machayev is the Chiyuvei Nezikin, which attach the dead person to the Bible. But over here, ordinarily we're talking about when it's a monetary loss. But when it's a human life, so you can't measure it in terms of mamon, you have to measure it in terms of life, because it was a human life. So really what happens, the mazik is chayev in a currency of life, a different currency. The currency is his life, part of his life, which is the chiyuv of what? Misa v'dei shemayim. Okay? But the Torah gave him an opportunity to pay kofar, which will be mechaper on his loss of life. Okay? But it's basically a hybrid. It's the mechanism of Nezek that relates him. And because the object was human life, the Yishaivos is not spelled out in terms of Mamon, according to the Mamon or the Kufra Kapara, but it's spelled out in terms of human life. So the Mazik, the Bailam, is Chayiv in the part of his life. Namely, Misa v'dei shemayim. But the only thing is, the Torah said that if he gives a sum of money l'shem kapara, So then it's mechaper on his misa b'dei shemayim, and he's putter. Okay. Yeah, so what does the Gemara say? So at first the Gemara thought that whether it's Demei Mazik or Demei Nizik is totally in what? Whether it's Mamon or whether it's Kapara. But then the Gemara says, no, even if you say Kapara, you could still say B'din Nizik Shemim. Why? Because it's just a question of how you evaluate it. But really, it's really kapara. In other words, the machlokas would be as follows. Does the tashlumin follow the objective of the kofar? In which case it would be the mazik. Or does the tashlumin follow the nature of the avera? And the nature of the avera was hezek. So since the nature of the maisa avera, the nature of the relationship between the mazik and the nizik is based on what? It's based on the institution of hezek. So it follows the institution of Hezek and expresses the Mais Avera. So that's the Machlokas. Does the Kofar express the Mais Avera, or does the Kofar express the objective of it, its objective, which is to be a Machaper, so then you go by the Mazik? I think that's what we said. We just wanted to explain what the concept of Kofar is. Okay? And we paskin that kufr kapar. Kufr kapar. All right.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Back on the fundamental of what kufr is.
Okay. So now we return to Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. And we have the Bryce. Yeah. Rob?
No, I'm just thinking what your statement was when you said it wasn't even wrong.
Yeah, it's not even wrong.
Why? Because it just resulted from his improper shmira?
It didn't result from him. He was
improper shmira.
Yeah, but that's not a Maisa Gron.
Maisa Gron means you have to be the Mazik per se.
Maisa Gron means you did a Maisa. Here, the fact that the absence of Shmira is not a Maisa. So it's not even a Gron.
That's why, because it's the absence.
Yeah, it's the absence. There's no, he didn't put the human being in front of the Shor. And there's no, he didn't make any connection.
What about if there was a fence and he broke the fence and the animal got out? Would that be a Maisa? Cards get there.
Yes.
That should be a Maisa.
It doesn't matter, Paritz Getter. Because Paritz Getter is a Grumma in Nezikin.
That is Grumma, that's what I'm asking.
In Nezikin.
Right.
But it's not a Grumma in Rotzeach, in the Gaffer himself. Because look at it this way. He doesn't even know if it's going to kill a man. There isn't even a man involved at the time. So how can it be a Grumma? It can't be a Grumma insofar as he cannot be a Grumma insofar as Adam HaMazik. He's a Grumma insofar as Mamon HaMazik, but not Adam HaMazik. Okay?
And Portska, that you're a Chayu, it's a Grumma to the Baal HaShor, you're Goring him an Ezek, he has to pay damages.
Right.
But you're not a Goring Ezek to the Niza.
No.
You have to come to the Baal HaShor. So
that's right.
See, it's not really Grumma to the Niza.
That's right. That's correct. It's not. It's too far removed.
That's not a Grumma. Niza can't go after
Niza can't. Right. You're right. You're right. Okay. So now, what happened over here? So actually, he's chayev on all Nizikim, right? Like Rashi says. What's that?
No, he's chayev to the owner of the, if he makes the whole get part of together, he's chayev to the Baal, but it's only because it's not his mama. So why isn't it grama? Why should he be chayev to the? Because they rendered it in mama na mas.
But that's all. We're not doing that again. That's also again. There's the thesis on that. Thesis discussion. Why is the gan of chayev? Why is the Gaza high? I mean, it's a separate question. He has different answers. It's a separate answer. It has nothing to do with us.
It's he not has no responsibility to Nizek, it does.
That's what?
He has no responsibility to the Nizek.
No. Unless you institute the Yeshivas of the institution of Nizek, that Mamon HaMazik is Chayev. But without Mamon HaMazik being Chayev, it wouldn't be chayev as Adam HaMazik, because otherwise it would be the whole thing of Mamon HaMazik.
Right.
Okay. But at any rate, so we have the Tanur Rabbanan. Now, bo nechtes utachas abayla ve'elohim. Shel machinim va'shoel. No say socher va'socher. And this braisa takes up one case. It takes up the case of Hargo. All right, really, it's chayev in all Mazik. Like Rashi says on the Mishnah, Tachas Abaylam, Mitzchayvim Benizikim Kibaylam, all Nizikim. But this Braisa happens to deal with the case where he killed a man. Okay. Pargu, so if it killed a man, Tamen Erogin, because any behemoth that kills a man is Nera. Uptum and Akofer, because there's no Kofer by Tam. Because the pasuk says by kofar v'hu ad bevolov v'lo yish morenu, so it has to be v'hu ad bevolov. It has to be a muad. Muadin nerug, instead of the bema is nerug, u'mishalman as a kofar, and the shomer who's b'mokom b'alim, he is chayiv in the kofar. Right, just like you'd be chayiv in the nezikin. The chayovin lahachzir the meishur lebov, and since they're chayiv, the chayovin lahachzir the meishur lebov chutz mishal machina.
Because they killed the shore?
So the shore, because they killed the shore. And because they killed the shore. So since they killed the shore, so the shomer is chayev in the zikin, so he's going to be chayev to pay for the shore. Okay?
That's just Shmir Skufa though, no?
To pay for the Jew, Shmir Skufa. So the Gemara asks a question, Amri, Heichi Dami, what's the case? Eden Atre, if it's a short time, let's say, and he watched it at Shmir Mu'ulo, Afilu Kulu Nami Lifter. So they should all be potter. I, the Shor, was killed, that's a separate aloha. That the shore has to be killed because it was made in Sodom, but it's not their fault that the shore got out because they watched it in Shmir Mu'ulo. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So they should be put to completely. The Idolo Natre, and if they didn't watch it, so it went out and they were chayev because they didn't watch it. Afilu Shomer Chinam Nechayev. So why is a shomachin and pater? The Mishnah says kulam nichnas utachas abaylam, and Rashi explains machayvim benizakim kabaylam. So what's the yachsin of a shomachinam? Amri. So the Gemara answers, Hocha b'mayaskinen denatre shmira pusa. That he watched the behema with a shmira pusa, which is a delas shein yichol olam baruch mitzuyo. The lo natre shmira ma'ula. It was a tam, and it required a shmira ma'ula, and the shomer only supplied a shmira pusa, so they're all chayef, except for some reason the shomer chino. So the Gemara says, shomer chino, why is he different? Kol solo shmirasa. He's not machayev in a high level shmira. Hanach lo kol so shmirasa. Okay. So Rashi explains, he did not trace shmira mula kulu nami niftu. It may sure. Barmi shoal da anusimei. As a shoal, that's a different thing. Because since a shoal is chayef to return the animal to the bialim, even if it was nenas, so he will always be chayef. Okay, because that's his chayefus. Right?
To the bialim.
To the bialim. Because he says, I guarantee I'm going to return you to shore no matter what happens. So even if it got struck by lightning, he's going to be chayef to return. So over here too, even if you watched it, a shmir ma'ula, but because it got killed, it's an onus. He's going to be chayef to return it. But that's only sure. Shmira p'chusa delas sheyachol olamod beruach mitzuyo. So now here's the tough Rashi. Kol sole shmirasa, what does it mean that a shomer chinam, his shmira is finished, so to speak. His obligation, you can have an obligation of shmira over here. The ain't a loveless chazek b'shmirasa. The dai b'kach. The love p'shiyahi. Hilkach l'gabe b'ailim potter medmei shor. Doha sagile b'shmira p'chusa. Okay, let's stop here. All right. Okay, so what does Rashi mean? What does Rashi mean? Yeah, what does Rashi mean? So we should observe here that we're dealing with two different concepts. For instance, let us say the Shomer Sachar is chayiv in a shmira ma'ula on a tam, right? But what is he really chayiv on? He's chayiv on a shmira ma'ula vis-a-vis the animal. That shmira ma'ula does not include the shmira of nezik, of nezikim. I'll give you an example. A man takes the shor tam and brings it into Rishus HaNizik. Okay. Now, the shor is not in danger of getting lost or stolen. But in the Rishus HaNizik is a lamb. And he allows the shor to kill the lamb. So in terms of his chiyuve shmira, to the bialim, he's fine. He watched it. He watched it that it shouldn't get lost. But in terms of his chiyuve nezikin, he's not fine because he brought the animal into the reshus of the nezik, and it was and he allowed it to be mazik. Okay, so he's chayev in nezikin. So I just want to point out that chiyuve nezikin and chiyuvei and chiyuvei hashava labailam are two completely different concepts. Okay. Two completely different concepts. So since they're two different concepts, what does the Gemara mean, as Rashi interprets and everybody else interprets, that since it's Yom Rechina, in the chiyuv of returning to the Bailam, the chiyuv shmiras gufo shel ashor for ashava, he doesn't have to have such a tremendous shmira. So therefore, and it's not a pshia, the dai bekach, olav pshia. He's not a posheya ben ogeya to be machzir the shore to the bailam. Okay, but what does that have to do with the chiyuv and nezikin? Chiyuv and nezikin are not measured by the same measuring rod as a as chiyuv and shmira to the bailam. That's a completely different phenomenon. Like I said, like Gneva Vaveda, or Israel, also, and Gneva Vaveda, even if he has him in a steel house. So the animal can't do any damage. Yeah, but if a Ganif can sneak in, he's going to be Chayev. Right? Because he was a Poshea. He left the roof open. Okay? So the question is, how could Rashi tie these two things together? That a shel marchinim is kol sashmirasa. What do you mean kol sashmirasa? It's a different barometer. It's kol sashmirasa b'nogeya to the ischaivas of hashava labailam. But there we say that he did his job. But b'nogeya to the chiyuvei nezikin, he didn't do his job. And since he's b'makom bailam, he should be chayev. Right? Because he picked up the chiyuv nezikin on the shore. That's what Rashi said in the Mishnah. Meschayevim b'nezikin kebailam. So just like the bailam achayev nezikin, the moment you become a shomer, you have a shame bailam and yechayev and azikin. So what do I care if bin algeyat to hashavel of bailam, you're on a lower scale than the other shomer? This is a separate scale. It's completely different. One thing has nothing to do with the other. The Gemara is mixing in here two different things. It's saying that the chiyuv shomer, see, the chiyuv shomer is really the chiyuv of insurance. So if I have insurance, so there's different levels of insurance, of shmira on insurance. But the chiyuv nezikin, is a separate chiyuv. It's a chiyuv b'negeya, the safety of the animals outside. So just because I took out insurance on the animal, and it's a lesser insurance, why am I less high for damages? What's one thing have to do with the other? See, that's the important point here. And that's the difficulty of this Gemara. That the Gemara somehow is mixing up, it would seem, two separate things. The chiyuv hashava labailam is a chiyuv of insurance. The chiyuv the ischaivas of Nezek is a chiyuv to the Nizek. And that's a chiyuv of damages. But just because my insurance is lower doesn't mean that the damages get lower. The insurance is a completely different concept.
No.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
The problem is really on the Gemara, it's that Rashi's explaining the correlation. But the Gemara is making the correlation.
Right.
Problem's
on the Gemara. And if you look at the Rashba openly learns it that way. Rashba says that kol soleish miraso, and he's not chayiv in anything. Why? Because insofar as Hashava Labailam, he's not chayiv. So Rashi on Boy Kapar, I don't know exactly. I don't want to commit myself to what it means. If you meet, let's let it go. But the Rashba says clearly. And the Gemara, and it doesn't matter for our question.
No.
Okay. It doesn't matter for our question. Okay? Yeah. Alright, so now we're going to do the Rapan. Niski Mamon Perik Dala Ralacha Dala. So the Rambam says, should somebody else read? Have somebody else read? Or?
Is
it clear? Is my voice loud enough?
Yeah.
It's good enough for me. It's good enough for me. I'm also bound to Lashon Machinim Olenosei Socher L'Socher L'Shoel. The Rambam says, Nechtes Etachas Haba'aylam V'imi Ziko Chayev Hashem. Bameh Devar Mamurim Bizman Shavu Shemurah Kalal. If they didn't do any shmir at all, then they're all chayev. Avolim Shemurah Shmir Ma'ula Karoi. The Yotzos Veziko Hashom and Petur V'Abaylam Chayav. So this is an astounding thing, and the Chachmei Lunil wrote to the Rambam, and the Rambam says it's a mistake in the Girsa. He says that thing V'Abaylam Chayav should go later by Shamachina. But regardless, the Ravid didn't know about the tshuva, so the Ravid accepted the Rambam's girsa, okay, on face value. Okay? So, Shamrua Shmir Pchusa, let's say the Shomer watched to the Shmir Pchusa, in Shomer Chinamu Pata, Vim Shomer Sachar Shoahu Chayol, Akam Shomer. Okay. Ubasagos Zal, and the Ravid says, Lo mi tuk maho elabachtesha yeda ki inyin sha'amru b'bor shashnei shutfin. So the Ravid tries to answer, and his answer is a good answer. That the answer is that when would the Balaam be chayef? The Rambam must consider the Bailam and the Shomer both chayavim. And if the shore gets out and the Shomer doesn't know, but the Bailam does know, so that's the case where the Bailam will be chayavim. Okay, logical. V'amagid Mishnah Krasav Da'ayri B'shotam V'lom Nifter Rabishmir. Different answer. You don't have to say that to Shutfin or anything. You speak by a Shotam, and a Shotam is not Nifter B'shmir Mu'ula. Somehow he's M'chadish that. And therefore he returns back to the Bible.
Lashon HaShoah be chayav nakis?
According to
say the Magen Mishnah.
Forget it, I'm not going to. Okay, whatever. I don't know, the Magen Mishnah is not on our track. Okay, so whatever. We'll stick to the writing. Vaha umnom dohavadai the Myra Batam. But that, they're both right, that it's been by a Tam. Okay, the Muchach came, me see him divrei Rambam. Shekosif. The Im Shamrua Shmira Pachusa. Shomer Chinam Pater. Vishomer Socha Vesocha Vishoel Chayavan. Ubamuad. Havala the Miftari Hashem Vishmir Pachusa. Because we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. That counter to our intuition, a mu'ud is only needs a shmir posel. The loyish maranabov. Vahare shomer was there. Okay. Ubakorch of the Myri Bishur Tam. Ella, the Mikom Wakom Kosov arrived. The Myri Bichde Sheyeda. Mishum the arrived sphere, Lady Bishmir Mu'ula Gam Tampata. Then Cain, Akasha Rasha. Shekosov a Rambam, the Bishmir Mu'ula Abilam Chayovim. Vamai Chayovim. Kivan the Ikra Negicha Avin Negicha Shel Petur, because it was Nishma. Val Zehu Shetiritz arrived, the Ayri Bechtei Sheyada, that it got out, and the Bailam Nurishama didn't know. Then Cain, then said, Logabe Bailam, Eina Bechla Mashuma. Vamag Mishra Chidish, Kiyam Shmir Mulla Mahani Betam. Lohokhi, because the Lotz Rechinin, Lahach Bechtei Sheyada. Even the Ayri Batama. Okay. Ela the Tzorachin. Here's his main question. Here's his question. Since the Allah is that he accepts that everybody learns this by a Tam. And that's Mukhaf and the Rama. So the Kasha is the Tzarachim, the Batam, Hare Kol Chiyuva Migufa. The Tam pays Migufa. Vaha Dasham Chayavim Ratzalomar Lashalem La Bailim Mishim Dir Din Shmiras Gufa. So there he's saying that the when the Rambam says that Yisrael have to return to the Bailam is because of the halacha of Hashava LaBailam. Omishum da'afsidu l'shoro she'anizag nodlo. Because he was mafsid the shore. Why? Because since he didn't watch it. A good shmira for a tam. So he was mafsid the shore. And since he was mafsid the shore, so he's chayev to the Bailam. Okay. The imkain ha'ein ze shayech lach dina da hasham in nechmesutachas ha'bailam. The huze b'shmiras nezikin. Shashomer mischayev legabe hanizik. Right?
Yeah.
The Tzorach Lomar the Dasa Rambam the Gamish Miras Gufo mischayev l'abaylam. Mikol makom kol shah hefsim. Bo al yidei shehizu b'achirim. Have you befallen the Shemir's Nizok? That if the Hefzit came through Hezek to others, that is considered Shmiras Nezikin. But how does that work? At any rate, what's your plan, Stasher? The plan, Stasher, is...
He's limiting only Kabbalah.
What?
He's really limiting the concept of only Kabbalah.
He's saying the Rambam says that he's Chayav. Why? Because he's only Tachas Bailam. But really, it has nothing to do with only Tachas Bailam. It has to do with the fact that he has to return the shur to the Bailam. Not because it's Chayav to the Zikin, to the Nizik. That's a different story. But because he didn't watch it, and the Nizik took it away, that's why he's chayev to replace it to the Bailam. But it has nothing to do with the Schi of Nizikin.
Right. Ram shouldn't bring in that principle.
Shouldn't even bring in that principle. Let's say it's not chayev to Nizikin. So. But he's still chayev to be mazik the shor to Balov. And if he allows it to be mazik and he loses it, so he has to pay to the Bailam. So what has it got to do? What in the world has it got to do with this Nichnas Tachas HaBailam, which is the Chiyuv Nezikin? Lo Yitzur, he didn't have a Chiyuv Nezikin. So he has a Chiyuv Hashev HaBailam, and if he lets it be Mazik, and the Nizik takes it away, so he's Chayev to replace the animal. But what has it got to do with what? With his chiyuv to the nizik, nothing. He only has one chiyuv, a chiyuv to the Bible. And the fact that he's chiyuv to the nizik is a completely different phenomenon. We don't need that here. Okay, all we need here is that he's chiyuv Hashem to the Bible, and he lost the shore through nizikin. And since he lost the shirt from Ezekiel, it's tantamount to him not being careful. And therefore he's chayav because of the din of Hashav al-Bailam. Right? Okay, so basically that's our claim. That's our claim is this. Hold on a second. In other words, the Rambam's saying he's chayav because of his chayav to the nizik. But what do I care if he has a chiyuv to the nizik or not? Let's say he doesn't have a chiyuv to the nizik. But the fact is that the nizik has rights of claim because he's gover migufa. That's the halacha. That tam is gover migufa. So the nizik is going to take it away. Now, since the nizik took it away, and he wasn't shomer. A shmirah karoi, so he's going to be chayev because he is obligated to repay the to replace it to the shomer, not because of his chiyuv to the nizik. So apparently the Rambam holds that without chiyuv nizik somehow there wouldn't be any chiyuv hashav al bayim. Well, kind of sense, doesn't make any sense. Thomas Shalom Yigufo, he didn't watch it. He's chayv to return the animal to the Yishomer, to the Bailam, and therefore, because he lost it, he's chayv to return it. Not because it's chayv to the Nizik. It has nothing to do with this, special chiyuvim to the Nizik. It has to do with the fact that he lost the shore. That's the bottom line. Okay? Not because he has special chiyuvim to the nizik. He has chiyuvim to the Bailam. He lost the shore. So the nizik took it away. So he's chayev to replace it. Because he didn't do a shmirah karoi. Okay? It's a sharp kasha. It's a very sharp kasha.
But he lost it through an extraneous passion. He wants to